As a parent, you always hope that you're on top of everything that's important and you're prepared when it comes to the well-being of your child. Nevertheless, when a medical event happens, your first priority, as it should be, is to get the best treatment possible for your child so they can be cared for as quickly and successfully as possible. The aftermath, as my next guest is with us to discuss, often results in medical bills that aren't even close to being imaginable. This is caused in great part by a lack of what's called price transparency within our healthcare system. When you think about it, it's kind of disturbing, or more than disturbing, realize a retail business sector provides greater price transparency than our healthcare system does. Anyway, joining us to examine this issue and how the American Parents Coalition is taking action is their founder and executive director, Ali Moray. How are you today, Ali?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk about this. AmericanParentsCoalition.org is a website. You can find out more about this and other vital issues for parents of no matter how many kids you have, because it's still the same responsibilities and you have, hopefully, the same high bar expectations of everyone, everything that's supposed to serve your child. Transparency with healthcare. Now, back in 2021, it was a rule that went into effect that basically mandated hospitals, healthcare providers, are transparent in their pricing system. But a recent report says that to this day, up to 75% of those medical care givers and hospitals are not complying. What's happening here, Ali?
That's right. So because it's a quote rule, there is more flexibility, I guess you could call it, on the enforcement side of things. It has not yet been codified into law. So during the previous administration, President Biden did not do a whole lot and his team to enforce the healthcare organizations that were not complying with this rule. So what our organization, American Parents Coalition, is really advocating for right now is that the healthcare price transparency component gets really truly codified into law so that there are consequences and legal ramifications should healthcare providers, hospital systems, et cetera, not provide that transparency to patients and their families.
Do you think, and especially since that law was, that rule rather, was put into place in 2021, do you think the transparency issue has grown in seriousness because of the way that so many hospitals have become part of hospital networks and they just fall into the same policies or lack of transparency that the hospitals that absorb them have been long practicing?
Yeah, I think the biggest problem is just that, like, you have no idea what to expect when you go anywhere. I unfortunately had a real life example of this over the weekend. My 5-year-old missed the bed, jumping into his brother's bed and cracked his head open. We went to the emergency room for 5 stitches. It was $650 out the door. And unfortunately, since I have 5 kids, we frequently need medical attention. And a very similar procedure at a different hospital a few months ago was significantly less expensive. And, you know, we're just talking like copays from system to system and, like, you know, what we're paying out of pocket. It's just, it's wild. And I know that I'm not alone in that experience. We see that in talking to families all across the U.S. And the biggest problem here is that it really affects the care that we're able to provide for our kids. Parents and families are not able to budget effectively. We're not able to shop and compare options. We're not able to plan for emergencies. And some families may need to prioritize and pick and choose, okay, can I leave room in my budget for an emergency? And if I'm doing that, does that mean that I'm foregoing some of the preventive care throughout the year so that, God forbid, should something happen, I can pay for that out of pocket? And it's just, it's inconsistent, and parents have no idea what to expect, and the inability to compare one provider to the next, it really makes things difficult.
And a lot of times, and this was a story going back a few years, we're based in New Jersey, a mother had her son in a small, let's call it a rural hospital, and they said, look, you can get better care for your child at this hospital over at location B, and we'll provide the ambulance transport, the medical transport, you know, spur of the moment, and mom's still worried about her son, obviously. So the assumption is, well, it's going to cost, but how much could this possibly cost? And it's for my son.
Yep.
It was a five-figure cost, $10,000 to go from one hospital to another, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, that's right. And then every monitor they hook your child up to in transit is, you know, another $1,000. And you raise a good point. You know, when we're talking about what is required and needed for your children, it's really hard to ask questions in that scenario, because as a parent, it is your instinct to say whatever is necessary. You're not, especially in an emergent situation, you're not sitting there questioning, does my kid really need this? And that's where I think a lot of families really get taken advantage of. But just by and large, you know, even if it's a routine procedure, if you ask Dr. A and Dr. B, oftentimes they'll give you, you know, a generic price sheet that's not necessarily specific to the treatment that your child needs or is receiving, if they're even willing to provide that. And it just makes it really impossible to shop. You would never do that when you're buying a car, when you're buying groceries, you know, get in the car and drive it off the lot and then find out that, you know, it's $6,000 more expensive than you thought it was. So I don't understand why one of the most important factors of our life, our health care and the health care that we provide to our children, we have to guess and can really throw the family budget right out the window when we're talking about people's health.
And wind up with medical debt, which it's gotten to the point now where credit card companies or credit bureau companies, when they take into your credit score situation, they are excluding medical debt just because of how rampant this is becoming. We're talking with Ali Moray, who is the founder, executive director of American Parents Coalition, AmericanParentsCoalition.org, their website, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Now, we know that in the Senate, well, we know some of the things going on in the Senate, and often they tend to spin their wheels depending on who's in charge, who the leadership is, but the exploration of improving health care at least is on the horizon, if not within action. And you have your Parents Need Prices campaign going on. So talk about how your campaign is looking to let those in the Senate and all of Congress really know that this isn't working out. This isn't what the parents deserve. This isn't what the children deserve.
That's right. So just this week, we sent a letter to the Senate encouraging them again to take up legislation that would codify price transparency into law. This has been something that has been a priority of President Trump's administration. That rule that we talked about at the top was something that his first administration put on the books and then just was poorly enforced by the Biden administration. And so he has brought that back into the fold as a priority for this term and asked the Senate to include that in any legislation. So we sent a letter this week echoing that. We've also run some paid advertising and also sent a letter to the president making aware that we're on board with this. But we also have a lot on our website. Our campaign specific to this is parentsneedprices.com. And on that page, there's a lot that listeners can do if they're interested in advocating for this. We have little how-tos on submitting a public comment for a proposed rule and how you can talk to your own senators and representatives to support this price transparency initiative. We have a sample letter that you can send and how you can find your member. So there's a lot of great stuff on our website. We would really encourage people to get engaged and help us push this over the finish line.
And that's important, too, because the politicians and certainly the leadership in hospitals, if they don't hear voices pushing against the status quo, then the status quo is just going to receive more life to it and nothing is going to change. So it really is the voice of the parents and the respect for children that is really the only thing that they change this, Ali.
That's right. And I did just want to touch on one thing that you mentioned as we transitioned into this. You had mentioned that the cost rising. So we know that employer-sponsored, like the annual family plan premiums, are up 50% more than a decade ago.
Oh, yeah.
And 100 million Americans are in medical debt. So when you're referencing that it's, you know, being taken out of what's evaluated in credit checks, I mean, that's why. this is not a one-off thing. The healthcare system and what it's costing American families is just really out of control. So to your point, the more people that we can get engaged and advocating for that policy change, I think has an opportunity to really make a difference.
Find out more at parentsneedprices.com, and to learn more about the entire work of the American Parents Coalition, become a part of it as well. And that aspect, AmericanParentsCoalition.org. She is their founder, executive director, Allie Murray. Allie, thanks for helping parents understand they do have empowerment, they do have a say, they do have a voice, and they have to use it. That's the only way change comes about. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.